sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
Sean Marsh.
Mr. Marsh, anybody have him? Mr. Johnson have him? Yes. Hold one moment. We're just trying to find your paperwork, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Moss was released from DOC custody on December 18th of 2017. He was arrested on February 9th of 2018 in the parole office on a tech warrant and was turned back into custody on February 12th of 2018. He was arrested on days with a community supervision end date of May 16th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016 theft, 1 year, 6 months. And 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no FCPO being information noted, and they minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 1996, custodial interference, California, felony conviction, probation. 1996, domestic violence, California, felony conviction, probation. 1998, burglary, California, felony conviction, probation. 1999, threat and intimidate, California County Jail. 1999, dissuading witness, California County Jail. And 2002, controlled substance violation, California felony conviction, state prison. And he has a community risk score of G3, B3.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And we are back to you, Mr. Moss. And based on information that we have, when you were released, you were to be placed, your county residence with Ms. Walker in Kingman. How long did you remain at that residence, sir?
I'm still in there at this time.
Okay, and who is that? Was that a relative or friend of yours, sir?
That's my mother.
Oh, that's your mother, okay. I mean, she was glad to have you with her during that period of time, sir. Yes, sir. And did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
What were you doing, sir?
I worked for the temp, sir, Allied Temp Service. I was working 2 days after I got out. And the 7 weeks I was out, I worked 5 weeks and served tech folks to my trade office.
Okay, well, we want to congratulate you on finding employment such a short period of time and having an employment, because that's something that we really look positive on when you're out and you're able to find employment, and especially when you have a youthful skill that you can use. So we commend you for that. Go ahead, sir.
I'm trying to see copies, check stubs, copies of my check stubs and everything.
Okay, well, that is great. Well, we really commend you for that. And I do take note that as we look at programming, but take note that initially back in December 2017, you had a negative UAE, and then January of 2018, you failed to produce one, a UAE that is, and then in February 1st, 2018, you produced a positive UAE for THC as well as for methamphetamine. What happened, sir? You in December and in January you were okay. So what happened in February that you changed and you started using, sir?
I just got off track. I went to the wrong place. I got the wrong people, and I didn't have it. You know, I made a bad decision with my car. It was a bad choice. I did bring it to my trial officer's attention. I was the one that brought it to his attention. I'm the one that went to him and told him that I messed up and then I was dirty. Then I needed some help in getting back on track. And then that's when I got the alcohol thing. And that's when he said, oh, I'm going to jail.
But did you get any help at all? You say you asked for some help from your parole officer. Did you get any help at all? Any programming? Did you recommend any programming?
No, he said he was going to send me to rehab if it occurred again, but then he just brought me to jail because I had alcohol.
Okay, you had nothing for me, then you had alcohol, so he was, yes, sir.
So he just was like, yeah, you're going to jail. And he said I wasn't planning on taking you to jail, but since you got alcohol in your breath and you threw the breathalyzer, I'm going to have to take you to jail. So here I am sitting. And he asked me to come into the chair office and I put straight hands. And I told him I was checking and that I would come in and see him. And he took me to jail and I told him to start.
Okay, well, we do
it. I didn't try to lie to him, I didn't try to run for him, I admitted to it and I came into the office.
Yes, sir. Now, how much have you been drinking, sir? You were .05. How much have you had to drink, sir?
I had a couple of drinks on some a whiskey bottle.
Okay. I mean, you had to do, you had a little bit of it from there, but but I guess you, were you celebrating anything or you just happened to have been out with some of your friends, sir?
Yeah, I was actually just trying to come off the bed and get back on track, and I was using that as a crutch to bail out and get back to bed and just to relax and get back to on track. And I didn't think that the alcohol was hurting me, you know, so and it's illegal at the time, I think. So I didn't think about it being as harmful to me as using drugs. And I was at home and I thought I'd get over it.
Okay. And you always have to be careful because you don't know when the road officer is going to come and have you to drop. So that was going to be.
Yeah, it was a bad decision on my part.
Yes, sir.
It really was.
So at this time, I'm going to say, go ahead, sir.
I do regret it. I'd like to read this thing that I wrote out if I could.
Okay, give me just one moment for that. I'm going to see if all the board members have questions for you, and then we'll come back and let you read that, sir. Board members, any questions at this time for Mr. Moss? I don't see any questions for Mr. Moss at this time, so you said you had something to read, and I'm going to consider this as being a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. You can read your statement and make any other conversation that you would like to share with the board. So please go ahead, sir.
Okay, first off, I'd say I made some mistakes. I also like to point out, I did some good, and I found a job 2 days after I got out at a temp service. So now I hold the key to getting a job, which is a good way to start my exit from prison. My goal is to get out this time and take my sobriety more serious. I don't blame anybody for my return back to prison but myself. Given a chance again, I'd do better. I knew we wanted to go to rehab. I thought I'd get more out of that and getting the tools I need to succeed than sitting here. Since I've been here, I've attended some self-help meetings to explore a deep path with other inmates. I realize now I can't make it on my own. I realize I have some things to work on, my character defects. So please consider giving me another chance. You're on house arrest. My mother needs me right now. She's not doing well. Giving me another chance again on parole would be a good thing for me. I need the accountability partners and the help they provided. I'm sorry for my mistakes I made, but this time I've done so far on this violation has given me time to think about what I did wrong and what's important to me.
Okay, sir. Well, the board has heard what you have to say, so at this time we're going to ask if you might remain quiet, and the board is now going into discussion, and following this discussion, sir, the board will make this determination. We said that we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves, and so we're going to ask that you remain quiet, but please stay on the phone, because you can hear everything that the board members will be saying. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Moss to be a very personable individual. I think that he is waking up now to where he needed to be. I think that he had been out, you know, for several weeks, and he had not used any alcohol or any drugs, but then come February, for whatever reason, he decided that he was going to drink some alcohol, and in addition to that, he had some methamphetamine, and I also believe some marijuana as well, which was very unfortunate for him. Now, just as one board member, and I'm speaking on behalf of the board, but one board member, I think, he has a little less than 2 months. I think that may sound like a long time, but I think it'd be best to just stay in there, stay clean, and come up with programs so that when he gets out, he can get his job back and be successful in the community, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Thank you. That one, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be to find that Mr. Ross lived on in terms of additional supervision, and the motion is going to be based upon and was convening point number 2218W041, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, as well as due to the fact that he did use methamphetamine, marijuana, as well as alcohol, and the motion is to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, certainly the community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out very soon. It may sound like a long time, but May the 16th, you will be out, and at that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. You're going to be on your own. So I hope that, I know it may seem kind of negative to you, but we don't look at it as being negative. We look at it as being an opportunity. So good luck, sir, and we wish you the best, and please don't come back to us in arms again. So please give a phone back to the parole officer, sir.
Yeah, whatever.